Hi, my name is Wendy Wesley, and this is the St. Pete Eats podcast, where we talk about food pantries and gardens and food policy and the people who make it within the city of St. Petersburg. And today it is my distinct honor to have Mr. Ted Cooper, the new garden manager Hello. For Daystar Life Center. He is the new garden manager. He replaces Robin Clemens, our longtime garden manager and founder of our garden at Daystar.
Garden genius, Robin Clemens.
Garden genius, Robin Clemens, who moved out to Washington State to have a garden out there.
Yeah, and it's going well. It's really beautiful out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hired, Daystar hired Ted to come in and manage our, I call it this closed loop. Our pantry is a closed loop system, and we are very, very unique among all the food pantries in the Tampa Bay area because we bring in a lot of food. A lot of it goes out to people who need it, but then a lot of it can't be given because it's starting to break down, rot.
Yes, absolutely.
And Ted, where does that food go?
So we are fortunate as a garden to have the availability of taking in all of this compost or all this these compostables. Actually, I'd like to start with Publix. We had a big group from Publix not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I think it was in September. And I showed them all of the trees that we were growing, avocados and mangoes, just mm-hmm. from their seeds. And then I showed them the compost bins, which were full. And, yeah, every day, we get food that can't be given to people. And because that is the case, we can give it to our bugs, our bacteria, our fungi, our worms. And they love it. And guess where it goes?
Yeah, so once it's ready for compost, it goes in the beds.
Goes right back in the garden beds.
Uh-huh.
And it makes our plants strong.
And it makes your plants strong. Yeah. And then those plants go to the people. And that's why we call it this closed loop system. Because it comes in the back door and goes it well, like, well. and then it goes the roll up garage door, it comes
it's already in the back door,
comes off the truck, goes into the compost. Yes. Then it goes into the beds, makes the beautiful produce goes to the people. That's our
closed loop.
Yeah.
And in doing so, we're also bringing in a lot of mulch, a lot of carbon from different places around the city, places that would just usually grind the mulch and burn it in the incinerator. We're mm-hmm. bringing more nutrients into our garden because we need carbon for proper compost.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you are still getting seaweed and is it shells from Bama Seafood? So seaweed from the boat ramps and shells from Bama Seafood? You
yes.
still doing that?
Yes. If you ever see a guy who is shoveling seaweed at Bay Vista Park or North Shore, it's probably me or Ray Wonderly. Either one of us.
So that seafood, I've been told, has a lot of nutrients in it.
The seaweed has a ton of nutrients. And if you were to Google search seaweed on garden beds, you would see that, it says that it would kill all the plants that you're putting on inside the bed and that it would be like deleterious to the life in the bed. But we noticed the exact opposite. Things explode with seaweed.
Okay.
It's great. And actually, while I was down there, a friend of mine, or not a friend of mine, sorry, he's my friend now, but we encountered him down at the dock ramp, and he was saying how he'd use the seaweed to revitalize his mango tree. Hmm. Puts it on. It has a great season the next year.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. So I'd like to know about your background.
Yes.
In gardening and why plants? Why, Ted? Why plants?
Oh, why plants? actually, it goes all the way back to, I think, when I was 3 years old. My grandfather, he had a big patch of bananas in his backyard. And for me, as a three-year-old, it's the most fascinating thing to see a banana come from, like, a stalk, and then you eat the banana, and it's like, what? These things... It blows your mind. That's what we're trying to do, with the Kids Eat program, like this little sneak peek. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it started with bananas. And in symphony with that, my school, Bay Point Elementary, I've been here all my life.
Oh, you're born and raised?
Born and raised.
Oh, me too.
Bay Point. Right. Cool. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Cool. Yeah.
Bay Point Elementary School, they had a garden for every kindergarten class. So the first day of school, I remember seeing a little tiny pumpkin growing. And I was like, oh, whoa, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then a few weeks later, they brought a farm to school. So we had cows, we had chickens, we had pigs there. Mm-hmm. And my mind I just love it. This is what I want to do. I've always wanted to do it. And yeah, that's why I'm here. I remember in 2019 telling my friend the exact thing that I wanted to do. And it is what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Yeah, Six years later.
You told me once this is dream job.
Dream job.
This garden manager at Daystar, dream job.
It is. It's not perfect, but it's an absolute dream job.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Very cool. I always wanted to work at Daystar too as the nutritionist, and I got that job.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful.
So we talked a little bit about the closed loop system and how that makes us very, very unique among food pantries and in the entire Tampa Bay area. And I understand recently you received a city beautification award for the garden from the city of St. Pete. Wasn't that last week that you received
it? That was just last week.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They told us to keep it on the hush hush.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. So is that a...
No. It's out.
So was that specifically for urban gardens, or what was the category there?
Oh, so this was... So this is the City Beautification Award. It's not only for gardens, but it's just for like landscaping in general. Mm-hmm. So our award was for... Let me read this in my mind.
You look that up. I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna formulate a question. Coming up, I want to know what's going in the ground right now and what's going to be coming up. And then if you could also address Keep Pinellas Beautiful and the need for volunteers in the garden. Because Daystar is really well known. One of the things we're known for is our giant, very, very dedicated core of volunteers. And I know that a big, big piece of the Daystar Garden is basically driven and built by volunteers. So we have a great need for volunteers, yes. But we have a big, big army of them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of volunteers, it's the Community Stewardship Award. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
My brain farts sometimes.
Okay. Community Stewardship Award from the city of St. Pete.
Too much time from the city of St. Pete. I spent too much time in a compost. My brain is very warm. So you're asking what's in the ground right now.
Yeah. But if you want to circle back and tell me about that award from the city of St. Pete.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So actually, our partners at Keep Pinellas Beautiful, they nominated us for this award. Okay. And it was just for when they read the description of it. It was actually a description I had written. So it was how we focus on giving our produce to the community at large.
Okay.
And just like the raw beauty of it.
Okay.
The raw beauty of what we're doing.
Okay.
And that makes us a great steward for the community.
Okay. All right. Now, our new facility was built around the garden. So the garden was always going to be part of it. It's not an afterthought. It was the architect who designed it. He designed it around this big, beautiful garden. So when you come up into the parking lot of Daystar, you're surrounded by green. It's just everywhere. And we're right next to an interstate, and you can hear the interstate, but still, it's a gorgeous oasis of green at Daystar.
I like to say the river or the interstate is like a river. It's just a sound of like white noise in the background.
Right. I'm going to reframe it that way this time, Ted. That's a reframe.
It's
right?
loud, but I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a nice, nice white noise there.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so you mentioned Keep Pinellas Beautiful. There's this big, big group of volunteers that come and they do a lot of work in the garden, don't they?
Yeah, Keep Pinellas Beautiful. They must be one of the largest nonprofits in the area in terms of like their volunteer base. But just the partnership with them, they've really like gone above and beyond. So I believe they have a donor who specifically loved what we were doing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the beautification award, they loved that we were growing in the city. They love that we were giving out to the community. They love that we were taking in compost or compostables mm-hmm. and like just cycling it back mm-hmm. into the food system. So they gave us a pretty sizable amount of money to, you know, to do what we do and to make our grounds produce even more.
Okay.
So from that, with their help, with Keepinella's beautiful help, we've expanded our garden beds. We have more now. We've added soil. We've enriched our soil. We've put up new shade houses so we can grow not only enough plants for ourselves, but for our neighbors. They've been such a help. Irrigation, we're just working on a new irrigation project for mm-hmm. the new kids' garden that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be meeting up very soon for that.
Okay.
Like pretty much anything that I have a need for, we built tables out. Oh, my gosh, these tables for the shade house. Keepinella's beautiful. Thank you very much for that. that was a big help. That was a huge help. But anything that we need in terms of getting this garden to meet its potential,
mm-hmm.
they have been there for us.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, we have a program called Kids Eats, and we have an installment of it coming up this Saturday on November 1st. But what it is we bring kids in and we give them a tour of the garden, and then we bring them into our kitchen and we do a recipe with them. But mm-hmm. I understand that you are building a kid's garden right
yes.
now on an area right now that has sod. So pulling up the sod, I saw you had some mulch down. And tell me about how you're going to involve kids in the planting and the harvesting and the maintenance of this garden.
So the sod, we're taking the lazy method. We're covering it with cardboard and throwing mulch down over it, and that hopefully will like knock the sod back.
Okay.
But we're hoping to get – we have all the beds we need. We've ordered them, I think, a few months back, and now we're just waiting on the irrigation project to – unfold, and also we're right in the dead part of planting season.
Mm-hmm.
So we have actually just finished putting all our crops in, our big crops, major crops. So mm-hmm. that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So now our focus turns to the kids' garden, which, you know, we have low beds where kids are able to able to access the veggies that they'll be picking. And we'll grow things that, you know, kids love, but also things that they might not think of as being, you know, a big part of their diet, like mm-hmm. eggplant. Like we did eggplant last year.
Yeah.
With the eggplant parm, mm-hmm. that was a really tasty, and it drove the kids wild. I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing berries, which kids love.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a sensory garden full mm-hmm. of good smells that will, you know, good smells and. Typically with gardening, good smells are associated with getting bugs out.
Mm-hmm.
So bugs hate peppermint. They hate onions. They hate like thyme and oregano, basil. So that's the kind of thing we'll put in the garden, and kids are going to really love that. They're going to dig it because you can they go up and touch it, crumble it up, smell it.
Mm-hmm.
They love that.
Okay.
That's what they
–
it's all about experiencing for them.
All right. Yeah. We always need more volunteers at Daystar.
Yes.
And can you use more volunteer hands in your garden?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Both experienced and inexperienced gardeners, amateur and professional, are welcome.
Okay. And there really is no finer workout than garden work, because you are doing a lot of different ranges of movements and you don't even realize it because the work is joyful. You're dragging, stretching, bending, squatting.
No, absolutely.
All kinds of different movements. So it's gardening is rated as one of the absolute best exercises out there. So if you're looking to get a little bit of passive movement, that and also you can learn a lot about gardening, you can come on out and volunteer for Daystar. Our website is daystarlife.org, and you can sign up to volunteer right there. And
please come out. Get your exercise.
Get
I just got
exercise.
My. I've got 10,000 steps today. I just checked.
Okay, right. It didn't. You didn't even register. It's just you doing your thing.
No,
right?
Yeah. Every day it's literally a workout. And when I sit down at home, I'm like, oh wow, I'm exhausted. Didn't
yeah.
realize it. But
okay.
It's bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam,
every
bam.
Day.
And then I just want to know what is your of what you're putting in the ground and what's going to come out in the next couple of months. What is your favorite fruit? And what is your favorite vegetable?
Okay, so in the ground right now, we have collards, we have kale, we have Swiss chard, we have broccoli, we have cauliflower, we have tomatoes, we have eggplants. So we have all these things that you're going to love. Arugula. Arugula is probably the most powerful green that you can put in your body outside of like watercress or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, those are all coming out and we're going to give them to our clients in abundance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My favorite fruit. Tough. Oh, so tough. I think mango. I have to choose a mango.
Mango.
I love mangoes.
You love a mango?
And then my favorite veg.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to pick one.
It's between arugula and beets because I know that those are very powerful for blood flow.
All right. Okay. Very good. Anything else you want to add about the amazing Daystar garden? Because it is gorgeous and you're just getting started with the season.
I think that I was talking with my mentor today, Ray Wunderlich, and I came to the conclusion that gardening has so many things. And so I was a microbiology major. So my passion lies with the compost and the soil because I know that's where the life is and life is all microscopic there. So it's not just one species of bacteria or fungi or bug. It's a multitude. So gardening is like that. We need multiple people. We need many people. We need many ideas. So I can't overstate like people come out, help us, give us some ideas.
Okay.
Like let's make this the best, most rocking garden in the city.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
It is beautiful. And I do thank you for giving us your time today, Ted. And I'm grateful that we have you at Daystar. You're a massive asset.
I appreciate it.
We're lucky.
I appreciate it.
We're lucky. Thanks.
Thank you very much.